for most respected elders and brothers in Islam, every person has a budget, either a monthly budget, a weekly budget, or a daily budget that he has. Different people have different priorities. There are some things more important to them. To some people, it may be the rental of the home. To others, it may be the school fees of his child, etc., etc. But there's one thing that has become common in everyone's budget, and that is payments for security and safety. Why each and every person is worried about his safety, he's worried about the safety of his family, he's worried about the safety of his property. So therefore, he will either employ a security guard, he will either employ, have an alarm system. But all this showing the importance of gaining safety from one's enemies. Just as we have the physical enemies and the outward enemies that we have, and we take all the steps to protect ourselves from those enemies, similarly, insan has two spiritual enemies that he has. One is nafs, and the other is shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about shaitan. Inna shaitan lakum aduun fattakhiduhu aduwa. That verily shaitan is your enemy. So take him as your enemy. And in another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Inna a'da aduwika nafsuka allati bayna jambayk. That between your two ribs, between your two sides, there is your nafs and your ego. And these are, and the nafs is a worse enemy than shaitan also. Why? Because before shaitan, there was no other shaitan. Who was the one that misled shaitan? It was his nafs. So, what are we doing? What steps are we taking to protect ourselves from these two enemies of ours? When we take so much of precaution to protect ourselves from the outside enemies. In the month of Ramadan, Allah was kind to us that He only left one enemy for us. And the shayateen were chained, was sufidat maradatu shayateen, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. That the shayateen, those that incite people towards sin, they have been chained. So Ramadan was a good time for each person to see why is he committing sins. Because he can't blame shaitan. In the month of Ramadan, he can't blame shaitan. But it was that nafs and his habits, his bad habits that he had, that was inciting him to do those sins. When you look at the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's look at some of the ahadith where Nabi Sallam tells us about shaitan and how he tries to mislead insan and how we can protect ourselves. In a riwayat of Muslim Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Inna shaitana yada'u arshahu ala al-bahr. The shaitan places his arsh and his throne on the ocean. Wa yursilu sarayahu bayna an-nas. And he sends his people to go and mislead the people. His army. He sends his army to mislead. Now they go, the whole day they go. And they try to mislead different types of people. And at the end of the day they have to come and give a report back. So one of them will come. He says, Maziltu ala funanin. That I remain with this person. Hatta qala. Hatta qala kada wa kada, until he said so and so thing. He spoke harshly to someone. He swore someone. Yes, he never said the words of kufr. Because if he said the words of kufr, then that's the ultimate sin. But I made him commit sins of the tongue. He was harsh, angry. He swore people. So Shaitan just overlooks. He said, you never do nothing. You never did anything really serious. What serious thing have you done? Then in the end, one person comes. He says, Mazilto ala funanin hatta farraqtu baynahu wa bayna zawjatihi aw wa bayna ahlihi. Then I continued with one person and I continued pestering him until he gave a talaq and a divorce to his wife. The riwayat says, fayudnihi fayuqarribuhu fayaltazimuhu wa qala an na'am anta. That then Shaitan, he takes this person of his group and his army, he brings him close, he embraces him, and he says, you have done something. You have done something. Now, ulama mentioned, why is it that this sin is such a sin that Shaitan got so excited and so happy would? Number one, talaq is abghadul mubahat. Is the worst of the permissible things. It was supposed to be used only when necessary. Unfortunately, today talaq has become so loose that people just dish out talaq as though it is something that has no consequences. People give 3 talaqs and they're still living with their wives also. That one person, one pious person, he actually mentioned that the iddat period is more longer than the nikahs nowadays. Allah protect us, Allah, Allahumma fazna. That's how serious it is gone. So Shaitan gets very, very excited. Why number one? Because talaq is the worst of the permissible. Number two, it is Jumma'ul Ismi. It's a gatherer of many other sins. Husband will be making ghibat of the wife. Wife will be making ghibat of the husband. Husband will be slandering the wife. Wife will be slandering the husband. Then he's not breaking only 2 people, he's breaking 2 families. So many people are involved. Then there's maintenance issues, custody issues, so many other sins that are involved. So why wouldn't Shaitan be happy with that? So Nabi Kareem Sallam is telling us beforehand, do not get involved in these type of sins. Do not get involved in these type of sins. Watch what you are doing. In the month of Ramadan, this month of Ramadan, this month that passed, one person, he gives his wife, wakes up for seri time, he's so angry. Something upset him, he gives his wife 3 talaqs. Now he comes, he gets the answer, obviously 3 talaqs is 3 talaqs. Because you are saying you gave 3 talaqs. So obviously now there's no way to go back now. But now he's looking, going to different muftis to try to find a way out. To try to find a way out. It is finished. Why did you utter that words? Why didn't you think before you said something? So Shaitan becomes very, very pleased. In another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Inna Shaitana yadaw. That Shaitan, he places his snout, ala qalbika. Upon your heart, if a person saw how a mosquito sits on you, and it has a snout in the front, and how it puts its snout into your body and it draws out the blood, that's how Shaitan even has a snout and is poking onto your heart. إِذَا ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ خَنَسَ وَإِذَا لَمْ يَذْكُرِ اللَّهِ إِلْتَقَمَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ. But that person who makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he follows the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then such a person, Shaitan runs away from them. But then the person is not taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Shaitan devours that heart. It takes over that heart. And when we say zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't mean that a person has to be reading subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allah Akbar all day. Because that person is doing his work. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the hadith, كُلُّ مُطِعٍ لِلَّهِ فَوَّ ذَاكِرٌ. Every person who is fulfilling the commands of Allah, he's in the zikr of Allah. So if a person is doing his business, but he's doing his business according to how shariats, How Sharia tells him to do the business. You may not be saying Subhanallah once. You may not be saying Alhamdulillah once. You may not be saying Allahu Akbar once, but he's in the zikr of Allah. But another person, he's making the zikr of Allah. His eyes is going to all the wrong places, making Subhanallah. He's making Alhamdulillah. He's making Allahu Akbar, but he's doing all the wrong things. And that person is not in the zikr of Allah. So when a person is in the obedience of Allah, then shaitan runs away from him. That's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that when the azan is being given, then shaitan runs away. And then when a person is eating salah, after that he's eating his sunnah, then shaitan comes back. Or he's making his wuzu, then shaitan comes. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there's a special shaitan to mislead people in his wuzu. It's called walahan. And there's a special shaitan to come in between your salah, between the safs, if there's any gaps. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rasu sufuhakum. فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ يَدْخُلُ فِي الْخَلَلِ. That makes sure your gaps are all filled. Do not leave any gaps. Why? Because the shaitan comes. And that name of the shaitan is called khinzar. There's a special shaitan that he comes to come and mislead you in your salah. He makes you think, oh no, I still, how many rakat, he forgets how many rakat you're reading also. Like how you get some people. One person wrote to Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayh. He says that the imam, you're reading behind the imam, had 3 rakats. No one else even knew about the mistake. He said, how do you know it's a mistake? He said, no, I got 4 shops, you see. Every rakat, I think of 1 shop. I only reached my 3rd shop, I haven't reached the 4th shop. That means you only read 3 rakats there. So a person in his salah, his mind is everywhere else besides his salah. That is why ulama say, before you come for your salah also, come early, read your sunnats. When you're reading your sunnats, your mind, whatever work you are doing, in the sunnah, sometimes your mind is not fully in the salah. But by the time the far salah comes, you are ready for the far salah. You are ready for the far salah. So shaitan is waiting for you to be idle. That's why they say an idle mind is a devil's workshop. Many a times you find parents, now the children are troubling them, see. So they want to keep the children busy. So the children. So to keep busy is a good thing. But they must be doing the right things also. But what they make the children do? They put them in front of the television, in front of the Xbox or the Y box, or whatever they're putting them in front of. Now the child is busy, but he's busy doing sin. So it's good to be busy, but they must be doing the right things. They must not be doing the wrong things. Otherwise, then you're still becoming the tool of shaitan. Still becoming the tool of shaitan. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that inna shaitana halla uqtatan o thalatha uqadin ala qafal insan. The shaitan, he places 3 knots on a person's nape every night before he goes. He puts his spell. It's like how people who are involved in black magic and all these things. Then they tie knots. They want to harm people. Then they take the hair of people and they make knots. So shaitan places 3 knots on the nape of a person. Idha stay qada. And then after, during the night, he says, walaka laylun tawilun, walaka laylun tawilun. Continue sleeping, don't wake up for fajr, don't wake up for tahajjud, don't wake up for anything. The night is still long. And then after, he just stay qada wa dhakar Allah. But when a person wakes up, takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, halla uqtatun wahidatun, one of those knots opens up. Then after, when he goes and makes wuzu, the second knot opens up. And then when he goes and he reads his fajr salah with jamaat, and the women are reading at home, then the 3rd knot opens up. فَأَصْبَحَ نَشِيطًا طِيبًا nafs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now this person is fresh. This person, he wakes up fresh. But the other person, who doesn't wake up, doesn't read his, he doesn't take the name of Allah, he doesn't make wuzu, he doesn't read his salah, فَأَصْبَحَ خَبِيثًا nafs. Then such a person, he wakes up. He's lethargic, even though he may be going to the gym. He's saying, I'm going to the gym, I'm feeling very fresh. But here Nabi Sallam is saying, you may be feeling fresh, but spiritually you are dead. Spiritually you are dead. Your body is only feeling fresh. But how much of Quran you feeling like reading? How much of Salah you feeling like reading? So spiritually you may be fresh outwardly, but you are spiritually dead. So you need to do both. You need to do those exercises also. But you also need to be fresh, even spiritually, and you need to be fresh physically also. So then you will be able to fulfill all your work. The rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rights of the people around you also. So in these ahadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us how shaitan misleads us and what we need to do to protect ourselves from shaitan. In another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person enters his home, he should make salam. Why? Because if he does not make salam, then the shayateen say, lana mabitun, now we got lodging here, we got a place to stay here. And then when he's eating also, before he starts eating, he must eat Bismillah. Take the name of Allah. Why? Because if he does not take the name of Allah, then the shayateen say, lana ashaun, we even got our food sorted out also. Our food is also sorted out. That is why in Mishkat Sharif there's a riwayat. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his presence, a Bedouin comes in. And not knowing all the laws of Shariat, he just comes and he sits and he starts devouring the food. He just starts eating. But just before the last morsel he could put into his mouth, he reads the dua that a person should read when he forgets to read the Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. He reads the dua. فَضَّحِكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started laughing and smiling. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, may our lives be sacrificed for them. They immediately, what he said, they said, Ya Rasulullah, why are you laughing and smiling? Why are you laughing and smiling? He said, Ya Rasulullah. So then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, until this point, till the point that he was eating, shaitan was eating with him. But the moment he read the dua, shaitan moved away. In one riwayat, qa'a kulla shayyin, he even vomited everything out also. So when a person takes the name of Allah, then shaitan doesn't eat with him. Sometimes we may think, obviously me and you cannot see the shaitan. But we are eating and eating and there's no barakah. The food is not filling us. That is why you'll find many people even saying that when they go to eat out, whatever they ate, no matter how expensive, the food is still not enough. But when they eat at home, because the mother, she washes her hand, she's reading the Bismillah, then she's cooking. Then after when she's serving also, she's reading the Bismillah. So there's so much of barakah. There's so much of barakah, that little bit of food, there's so much of barakah in that food also. So this is another hadith Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us what we should do. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that when you leave your home, you must read this dua in the riwayat of Abu Dawood. A person should be reading, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When you leave your home, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Four things will happen. Hudita, wakufita, wawukita, watanaha anhu shaitan. Number one, hudita. You'll be guided. This doesn't mean that no problems will take place. Problems take place to every person. This is the dunya. But Allah will guide you in whatever problems you are in. Wakufita, Allah will suffice you also. Allah will make a way, things easy, a way out for you. Wawukita, Allah will protect you from shaitan. وَتَنَحَ عَنُوا الشَّيْطَان And shaitan will stay away from you. Shaitan will even stay away from you. You all know the famous incident of about Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Wherever Umar walks, shaitan walks the opposite side. So Allah Ta'ala will keep him away. Will keep him away from you. He'll stay away from you also. We should learn this dua. We should teach it to our children also. hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, إِذَا كَانَ جُنْحُ اللَّيْلِ فَكُفُّوا صِبْيَانَكُمْ. In the riwayat of Bukhari, Muslim, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then when it's about to get dark, then take your children into the homes. We remember how old our old people used to say, I said, Maghrib time, please come inside. They may have not known why they sing it, but it is in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, unfortunately, we know the hadith, but we don't practice. They didn't know how to even quote the hadith, but they practiced on it. So Asr Maghrib time, they say that the children must come inside. We're saying children. I know someone will say, listen, even the adults must come. Salah time, you must stay inside. No, we have to go out. The adults have to go to the masjid. Ya Nabi Kareem Sallam said, فَكُفُّوا سِبْيَانَكُمْ. Your children should be staying inside. Likewise, there's many other ahadith where Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speaks about how to protect yourself and how shaitan misleads. So that's one enemy that a person got. The other enemy is the nafs. Is the nafs. And that's the worst enemy. That's all our bad habits that we have. Now how are we going to sort our nafs out? That needs a lot of effort. A lot of mujahada. That the nafs wants you to do evil. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa nafsi wa ma sawaha. Allah ta'ala takes an oath on the nafs. Fa alhamaha fujuraha wa taqwaha. That every person, he hears two voices. For example, at the time of Fajr, one voice will tell him, wake up for salah. The other voice will tell him, don't wake up. So there's always this battle. The shayateen and the angels are always whispering to you. So one buzruk says, that good voice that is telling you to do the good thing, he is like a guest. If you honor that guest, he will come again. And if you look after that guest, then he'll overpower the other guest. But when a person starts listening to the shaitan, then what happens? When he starts listening to the nafs, then the nafs is telling him, don't wake up for the salah. Then slowly, slowly, the guest that is telling you to wake up, he'll go away. So how can you make that voice that is telling you to do good stronger? Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَا. Purify your souls. Go to the doctors. Which doctors? The doctors of the heart. The pious people. And the pious ulama, when you go and sit in their company, then they will be teach you how to purify your souls. And when they will purify your souls, then you will see that that voice that is telling you to do good will become stronger. And you'll be able to combat the other voice that is telling you not to do good. So there's one part of the mujahada, the strife. The second part, the ulama mentions, that there's four things to do. One is qillat al-ta'am. One is to eat less. What's the meaning of eat less? Hazrat Mullah Masirullah Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, Pet barkar khao ji barkar mat khao. If you have to translate it loosely, eat to your stomach's full, not to your heart's full. A person went for an invite. Now he ate, he's full. Next thing he sees something else coming in. He said, why didn't you tell me about the menu beforehand? I would have known how to pace myself. So he's full, but he's still eating it. Now he's not eating for his stomach, he's eating for his heart. So eat to your stomach's full, do not eat to your heart's full. When you are full, now you don't know the need for you to eat. No matter how tasty, no matter how much you want it also. So the first thing is eat less. The second one is qillatul manam, is to sleep less. Is to sleep less. Sleeping, the Buzugani Deen said, 6 to 7 hours, most 8 hours, not more than that. Nowadays, if you look at the children, in the past, the children had to work the whole day. So in the night, they were so tired, they could go sleep away immediately. Nowadays, because the children are so free, they're not doing nothing for the whole day. Whole night, they're wasting their time. And the whole day, they're sleeping. So the second thing is qillatul manam. The third one is qillatul kalam, to speak less. When you say speak less, we don't mean to speak, to leave out haram. Haram you have to leave out. We're talking of those things that are not necessary. Haram you have to leave out. There's no lessening of haram. And the last one is qillatul ikhtilat ma'al anam, is to mix with people less. If there's no, obviously a person has to go to work, so he has to mix. If there's no worldly need, is there no deeni need? A worldly need, a person has to go to work, so he will mix with his colleagues. But only according to necessity. And he needs to come to the masjid, so he'll meet the other musallis. That's a deeni need. If there's no deeni need, there's no worldly need, a person will not mix with anyone. You know that I got some free time, maybe phone my friends, let's go to the mall, let's go to here, I mean we got some free time, let's go and waste time. So I'll round up my bayan now, inshallah, I will mention it. That there's two enemies that we have within us. One is nafs and the other is shaitan. Just like how we want to protect ourselves from the outward enemies, we also need to protect ourselves from the inward enemies, that these two enemies, the nafs and shaitan. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast with kamil iman, take us from the world with kamil iman, let us wake up on the day of qiyamah with kamil iman, and all over the world, wherever Muslims have been troubled, Allah protect the health, wealth, iman, and safety of every Muslim brother and sister. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillah.